Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So here we go.
You better buckle up, Buttercup.
And a whole new attitude to your afternoon.
I want to know what's going on, and I want to know right now.
You know, two dudes talking sports.
And you two will be awesome.
Live from News Talk 1480 WHBC.
It's a household name.
Who the hell are you?
It's the Kenny and JT Show.
Have a great show.
Well, I'm double parked at the corner of 6th and Market today as we get set for the Kenny and JT Show. You think anybody cares?
Why are you announcing that on the radio?
Just checking.
Man?
I want to see what the orange barrels are for.
Well, I'm just saying, by announcing it, you're putting yourself out there.
It's all right.
You know?
They know who I am. Do they know that I could throw my hat into the ring at any moment and try to run for mayor of this town? Why wouldn't I?
How many votes do you think you would get if you just, you know, out of the blue, you made a late movement to say, hey, I've decided to run, write me in for mayor. How many votes do you think?
If I received one vote more than Tim Horner, I could sleep well at night. And he's not even running.
Yeah, well, there's a good chance you would there. But family alone.
I like me. That's all I can tell you. And I endorse that message.
There you go. So look for the write-in spot when you go to vote, people, for mayor and vote for JT.
Can you imagine how much it would cost to make those signs alone?
Just
the signs. Yeah. We got to have a fundraiser. Why? I need more signs.
That's why politics is all about the money and who backs you, who's going to support your campaign.
This is the reason I will never run for political office. You want to know why?
Okay.
I have to make the signs really small, because if not, and you put Turk on a sign, somebody's going to put in EY Turkey. Funny. Big deal.
What would your platform be? What would you run on?
I just told you.
If you ran for mayor.
I like me. And let's go.
No, nobody's going to buy into it. You need to sell the voters out there on a reason why they should
I'll give you one.
For you. What?
New roads. Fix up the Civic Center.
All right. New roads.
And the Hall of Fame Village. That's all I'm going to say. All you have to say is, in the Hall of Fame Village. What? What about it? Elect me and find out.
So,
Ferris wheel. We need enough. Do we need something else to go with that Ferris wheel? That's what I'm running on. What we need in this town to go along with that Ferris wheel is Big Top. Well, we have that.
Yeah.
A merry-go-round. No. We had a merry-go-round. Yeah. They sold it.
Oh, those are always fun.
The merry-go-round at Myers Lake was sold decades ago, and it's still in operation somewhere. And you know who could find it, don't you?
Who's that?
Big Mike.
Oh, Big Mike would know where
it is. He knows where it is.
Absolutely. Would he be like your campaign manager, Big Mike?
Are you kidding me? Campaign manager, entertainment director? Because that's what you need.
Oh, yes. It's all about the dog and pony show.
I love when they have these fundraisers. Everybody shows up and everybody's liking each other, and then comes election night, they all hate each other. You didn't vote for me. I voted for myself. Get out of here.
And I've got to believe, too, that you would use Lucy in your campaign.
Are you kidding
me?
How are you not going to vote for a dog?
I would add something with your platform that you're running on about dogs. Something with more dog parks or something like that.
So we need a Ferris wheel.
She could be her chief of staff.
A dog park.
Dog park, yeah.
And we got to have don't we need to go along with the Ferris wheel? What do we need? Like a roller coaster?
A mini roller coaster there. Yeah. In and around the Hall of Fame Village. Yeah.
Well, that's where the other one is.
Right. You can build it around the whole place so it goes, you see every side of the Hall of Fame Village and the Hall of Fame.
Like a tram, like what goes around Disney World. That tram.
Yes. Yeah. How about the Canton tram?
That's not far-fetched. They were talking about putting one downtown going to the Hall of Fame Village.
There, see that?
We're ahead of the game.
New roads, Civic Center renovation,
and Hall of Fame Village.
Dog park and a tram throughout the city.
Yeah, well, I don't know if that – you start to scare people. You start talking about that tram, It scares people. I had to talk with the boss the other day, and he wants me to interview all the people that are running for mayor, but not to talk politics. How good do you think that'll go over?
Well, you know what you'll do. You'll ask them, you know, what do you think about the Hall of Fame game coming up? Mm-hmm. And they'll start by pretending like they know what they're talking about, and then they pivot into politics.
I'll give you one. You know, the one guy that's running, this isn't to mention one guy and somebody else that's not running or whatever. There's one guy named Shearer. We know he's running. And the other guy that we know that used to be my gym teacher, his last name was Shearer. Are you related? That's it. I mean, what else are you going to ask him? I don't know anything.
New roads, Civic Center renovation, Hall of Fame Village, dog park, and possibly the tram. Mm-hmm. Those are your five, you know, the platform that you would run on. Those are the five things you'd
have. One more. Every day at City Hall is a dress down day. No suits, no ties. You know what we're going to be like? We're going to be like coaches on the sideline. You remember when basketball coaches all used to wear like a suit and tie, and now all they wear are sweats and warm-ups?
Right.
That's how we're going to work every day. Get busy.
Dress down days. Go. Not day. Dress down days.
Every day is a casual day.
Now there's a slogan right there. Uh-huh. Every day is a casual day.
Guess what else?
I like that one.
Guess what else?
What?
I got to have like a theme, right?
Yeah.
Ready for this one?
Go ahead.
Hard working town, hard working team.
Hey, real quick, though, I got to ask you, JT.
JT Turk for a hard-working town and a hard-working team. Cast your vote.
Now, would you be afraid?
No.
Once you start running or you are elected to office, you'll run into the same problems Trump had.
What?
All these lawsuits coming out.
I wasn't hanging out with any strippers.
Yeah, but they'll investigate.
Porn stars.
Well, that too.
They'll investigate. They'll dig.
Not
any
that there's
dirt,
anything wrong with that.
Any dirt you've had in your life, they will find
Guess what?
It. Are you worried?
You know what they're going to find?
What?
Hard working town. Hard working team.
Hard working team. Who? And we'd have to rewrite the song again. But we know who would we get to do it?
Of course, it's going to be Eric Brooke.
There you go. Eric Brooke is your musical campaign conductor.
See how this sits on you.
All right,
JT for mayor. JT Turk for mayor.
Yeah.
Hardworking town, hardworking team.
I like it.
It's perfect. How do you not vote for that?
That boom, right there. Hardworking town, hardworking
team. That's the first thing that pops into your mind. Anybody who's ever listened to the Michael Stanley Band has to vote for me.
And then instead of saying, go Cavs, they'll just yell,
go
JT. JT, get out.
And then you could be like Trump and put him on hats.
We're gonna have MAGA hats.
Trucker hats,
Make Canton great again. McCack.
You'll fix all the problems in your first 24 hours.
Make Canton great again. Just like back in the day when we had mills, man. And they used to work. You know how many times I've heard this story? There were four shifts, and we worked from dawn until dusk. And then we went to the bar, and we came back, and we did it all over again. I heard it all.
MCGA.
McCack.
McGuck, McGack,
Make Canton great again. McGega.
Micka. how about this, though?
What?
How about we get hats that just say HWT on them? Hard work in town, hard work in team.
Here's
same
another
letters.
One. Here's another one. They've been talking about going to a 4-day work week.
Yeah.
3 days.
3 days.
Let's go. Let's get out of here. Monday, Tuesday,
week.
Friday. Let's get out of here. And every Friday is a first Friday if I'm mayor. Let's go.
Yeah, there we go. 3-day work week.
We're bringing
new
back
new roads.
Here it is.
Civic Center renovation.
And,
Hall of Fame Village.
And
dog park.
I just thought of another one. It's just popped into my mind.
Go ahead.
We're bringing back happy hour.
Happy hour. Okay.
Every day.
Happy hour every from what time to what time?
Whenever. Hey, whenever you feel like it. It's a dress down day anyway. Just go
straight
to happy hour.
Happy hour from 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. How about that?
I remember when we were kids, there used to be a thing called a power lunch. You'd go meet someone, you'd have lunch, and then you'd go right into cocktails and you get stuff done.
Yes, you would. Absolutely. May not be good stuff or correct stuff.
Let's get
it done though. Want to get Michael here? See what Michael thinks of maybe you running for mayor.
I think I got a chance. What do you say? Hey, Michael, what's going on?
Jeffrey, you got to have some better slogans than this.
What's wrong with that?
Well, it needs to be happy hours, as in plural.
Well, it just popped into my – I really haven't had a lot of time to think about it. It just popped into my mind, and I thought, what better thing to run on than, you know, we're going to have happy hour every day and just, you know, make everything a broad statement. We don't have to commit to anything right now. We're in the planning stages.
But how about a slogan Marguerite would really embrace, and she'd be so proud, because we know you're not going to get elected, but she'd be proud of your effort. How about Duff has the stuff?
That's true, too. Ooh, yeah, it's pretty good.
I like it.
Yeah, the only problem with that is not a lot of people know me as Duff. Not a lot of people know me as JT. I've got so many names. The problem is nobody's going to vote for me because they're all confused. Do you know how many people don't know my name is Jeff?
Most.
It's true.
And how about can we pull in the Latino community with this one?
Uh-oh.
SA is the right way.
That's right, too. Yep. I bridge a gap everywhere. Yeah. All right. Perfect. Thank you. I mean,
Duff
we're always looking for an edge.
The stuff is pretty good. I got to give him credit
for
on that.
Any
one.
Edge we can think of, why not me?
Duff has the right stuff. Yeah. Ooh, that might even be better, right?
Not enough people know me as Duff. I mean, that was a nickname growing up.
If Mayor Burnaby was still going to be if he was still mayor, and would you run against him? He's such a friend of yours.
I would run against anyone.
You'd run against our friend, Mayor Burnaby.
I would run against the Pope if they let me.
Town? Yeah, but you'd have to get all hardcore on these debates and stuff, get in his face like they do. He's your friend.
I am the new Jimmy Babcock. I know more people in this town than anybody.
Would they vote for you, though?
Not necessarily.
I was going to say, you know a lot of people. No. You didn't say a lot of people liked you, though.
I give them a 3-day work week. They better vote for me. 3 days. And you know what we do every day? We play that Born to Run song so they know what time it's time to go home.
5 o'clock.
It doesn't have to be 5.
How about this? I was going to say, if you're going to go 3-day work week, how about a shorter work day? How about you work from 12 to 3 and that's it?
You have to remember, I worked at a lot of these jobs growing up as a kid, and a lot of people knock off before 5 o'clock anyway. We'll just leave it right there.
Happy hours daily, 3-day work week, new roads, Civic Center renovation, Hall of Fame Village, enough said, dog park, tram, dress down days. Every day is a casual day. Hard work in town, hard work in team. Duff has the right stuff. Yeah. We're ready to go. Ready to launch you.
We need the hats. We need the hats. That's all we need.
I'm going to go with the HWT. hard work in town, hard work in team, HWT. JTHWT. Yeah. That's what we do. We put those on the hats.
I have to be totally honest with you. If Mayor Burnaby were to run again, I wouldn't run against him. I like him too much. I wouldn't want him to have to live with the fact that I beat him in an election.
I think we should get Mayor Burnaby to call the show today and tell you what you would be in for if you ran for mayor. You need to find out what you would really be in for, and who better to do it than Mayor Burnaby.
I don't know.
If you did lose a mayoral election, would you say the election was rigged?
Of course I would. I'd send Kenny down there to storm City Hall. Insurrection downtown Canton. Let's go.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, you would, though. You'd say it was rigged. You didn't lose.
Kenny has the authority, like the vice president did, to overturn these votes. Get down there.
Yeah, you'd be questioning the electoral process, right?
Can you imagine 2 years from now, we're all going to court. What the hell were you thinking?
Hard work in town.
You would turn on me. You would turn on me. You'd get sequestered. You would turn on me in court.
What is it when they testify against your former boss? You get what's the term? They grant you
immunity.
I have immunity.
I grant myself immunity if I'm mayor. You can't sue me. I quit.
Oh my! Make Canton great again.
That's right.
There you go, Mika. That's Mika on the hats. Mika. Make Canton great again. MCGA. Mika. Yeah. Hard working tongue.
It rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? Just rolls out.
Yeah, it does. Mika. It's like McDonald's. Mika.
The day after you're elected, there would be so many moving trucks you'd see and leaving Canton.
You kidding me? You know who I get to do my commercials, don't you?
Who's that?
That PA announcer at the Browns games, that Shreve character.
Oh, Jeff Shreve?
Yeah, I get him to do it.
What about Cornell?
Yeah, he's got a good
Cornell's voice. Gone. People don't know Cornell. Cornell is the coolest cat ever.
Yeah.
But people don't. That doesn't mean people in Canton know. If we're in Youngstown, Cornell Bogdan. You're in Canton, I need the Browns guy.
Yeah. You got to have
touchdown Browns. Yeah.
Third down. That's
it's
what he says
third
a lot.
Down.
Third down. And gets everybody on their feet because of Jeff Schrieb.
And everybody goes to sleep. We wait till fourth down so we can go for it on fourth. How about the new rules committee? They wanted to outlaw the fact that you put a tackle in the backfield and push the quarterback for the first down, but it wouldn't pass. What do these guys do? Less than I do as mayor. The other things they voted on was they're going to make the number zero legal again next year. And how about this? Are you ready?
Go ahead. Lay it on me.
Philadelphia Eagles next year for their alternate uniforms. This is real.
Okay.
All this other crap has not been real to this point, with the exception of the owners' meeting. They're going back to their Kelly Green uniform. Way to go, owners. Nice job, owners' meeting. Yeah, and the problem was, they said they would have done it last year. Eagles go to the Super Bowl.
Right.
Nike wasn't ready for it.
Oh, okay. Nike controls everything.
Do you know how much money it costs to change an NFL uniform?
No, I don't. Is it a lot?
I would imagine. I don't know the answer. I love asking a question. I don't know the answer. But it's got to be a ton. Otherwise, why would it take a year to change the color? You don't think they have them hanging in a locker somewhere? Oh, wait. They do, because the last time they wore those was in 2010. And in 2010, when the Eagles wore the Kelly Green jerseys, there was a Reebok logo on the sleeve.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, competition.
You got to put that swoosh in there.
Pound swoosh for the Eagles. Charlie Manuel.
I quit. I don't want to be mayor anymore.
Let's see, you've quit.
I don't even want to.
You know how many? Yeah. The headaches you would have and the people complaining and what you need to change, and people want this. You promised me this. You promised me that. Why didn't you deliver on this?
First things first. If I wanted to run for mayor, I'd have to move back into the city. I'm in the suburbs now. I'm in Plain Township. Can't do it.
All right.
I could, but I mean, I can't find a place anyway. But here, the other thing is this. Not only that, you got to move back into the city. You got to kiss babies and shake hands all day, man. That ain't me.
For me, that's, you know, that's a germaphobe. I hate kissing babies.
Tell the story about Kid Fest. After what you saw last weekend, you're never looking a baby in the face again.
You can't fake it, can you?
Who?
You.
I don't want to.
Yeah. Dude, I didn't even want to take tickets from somebody. I made them put them in a box because I saw these little babies walking in and it's cute. The parents want the little kid to give you the ticket.
Oh.
Yeah, but they're wiping their snot off their nose and grabbing their tit. And I'm just like, put it in the box right there. I'm a germaphobe. Put it in the box. Oh, go ahead. Yeah. Oh, that's cute. Yeah. Right there in the little Johnny. Put that right in the box. Right. Good boy. That's it. Yeah. I made him drop the ticket in the box. I ain't touching that ticket. And after seeing somebody hurl. No, thank you.
Girl.
No, it was a combination of, I think, Pepto-Bismol and Fruit Loops. No, not going to do it. God bless the lady who cleaned that up the other day, by the way.
Can you imagine this, though? When I would win and I would get sworn in, you ready for this one?
Yeah.
You know what happens. You put your hand on the Bible, you raise your hand, and you say, I state your name. You know I'm coming with I state your name.
State your name, yes. Animal House.
Raise your right hand. Repeat after me. I state your name. I state your name. Ah!
Yeah. And they'll be like, what did we just
What are you guys thinking? What idiots voted for this guy?
Oh, gosh. I could just see you doing that, too.
No question I would do it.
Just to get a laugh.
Hey,
you know,
in a sweatsuit looking like Mike Tony right there because it's dress down day, right? You're not going to wear a suit at your swearing in.
No, because you want to set the tone for your entire time as mayor.
Ooh.
What is the I don't want to call it a sentence
timeline.
What,
years?
How many years? How many years for mayor? If you're
elected, doesn't matter. I'm never going to lose
again. Is it two?
Again.
Is it four? Is it how many?
Four?
Is it?
Four.
I don't know. Four. Normandale. Four.
Doesn't matter. I can change it. I'm mayor.
You can make new laws.
6 years.
What would be a new law that you would make? Like you would try and get put into play.
That's a great question.
Right?
I don't know. Does the mayor get to make the laws?
Oh, you could make a law that allows you to make laws, right? Because you're the mayor.
Well, first thing is, you got to take away these parking meters in front of the radio station. That's
would
a no-brainer.
Would you still be doing the show with me here if you ended up as the mayor?
No. You know what I would do? I would move the studios to City Hall.
Oh, okay.
I like to be up at City Hall. You get a big window. You get to look out. Remember when Fonda used to work up there? I would sneak into Fonda's office, look out that back window. Man, it was awesome. You could see the whole town.
When you were the Christmas elf, you did that.
Wasn't there, and I stole my Christmas card, remember?
Yes, you did. I do remember that.
Actually,
it wasn't mine.
Did
you be in jail for that?
I don't know. He never found out. If you don't want me stealing something from your office, it's a good thing to maybe stay there.
Or lock the door and don't let you in.
JT's here for the mayor. Where is he?
JT the elf, here he is.
Get out. There's a fire escape. He went down.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my. So, the law would... So, parking, you'd just ban parking meters?
Or just right here.
Oh, just in front of the radio station.
We don't need one.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Well, we need a parking meter for one person. Nate, he won something again.
He was there at KidFest.
Could you imagine if we only charged one person to stop by and pick up their prizes, and it were Nate, we'd all retire. Yeah.
Yes, we would. He wins a ton of prizes at this station. You know what? If you were mayor, I would ask you to grant us a loan as a historic monument, WHBC, right? Closing in on 100 years, and hopefully grant us a loan to get new carpet in the on-air studio. Would you do that for us?
I don't know. You know, I can't make miracles. I'm not. I mentioned the Pope earlier. I'm only the mayor, Kenny. I can't make miracles happen.
All right. All right, I'm just wondering, if you got in, that would be the thing I would ask of you. I would just say, hey, can you make us a historical monument? Mm-hmm. We'll still work here, and we need new carpeting, Mayor. And that's but because the carpeting in there is from when the station first opened up back in 1898 or whatever.
You lose a little historical value when you go changing things.
Yeah, but you could grant us a tax-free business loan.
I can't do that.
Sure you could.
Yeah, I don't think you're allowed to do that.
If you were, you could do that.
I'd have to read the bylaws. I don't know.
The bylaws.
We'll slip in the contract.
Technical now.
You won't even know what you're signing. Just sign this, and it's good.
Here's how I know my politics from watching Veep on HBO. Okay. That's how I know my politics.
This is good. I need this.
And everything that Julie Louise Dreyfus went through when she was the vice president and then eventually the president on Veep. That's how I learned a lot of my laws. And what was the I'm just a bill sitting on Capitol Hill. That I learned some government stuff from there. I know there are three branches of the government. Don't ask me what they are. But there's checks and balances. I know that. And Veep. That's how
checks,
I learned all my government.
Balances.
Balances.
Checks.
Checks. Balances. The Utes. Oh, my gosh. So look for JT's name on the ballot coming up in Canton running for mayor.
Or not. Or
would you enjoy doing a debate with the other candidates?
Oh, I run circles around them.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Kidding me?
Yeah. Talk show host?
Yeah.
Yeah, you
don't
should.
Don't you have to collect signatures?
Too late. To get on the ballot, I think it's too late.
Write in person.
I think it's too late. To get on the ballot, I think it's too late.
But don't they leave a space at the bottom where it says write-in candidate?
That is true. But I think to be an actual candidate, you have to prove your candidacy by having a certain amount of signatures from the citizenry. Mm-hmm.
So you'd have to get that first and then ask the citizenry to write you in.
You got to ask somebody down at the bureau. I don't know.
Where would Gus? Would Gus be in your cabinet?
Nope.
No?
No. I know. I was thinking about that already. I don't need attorneys in my cabinet.
He could be your attorney general.
Nope. I need one person, and this is a slam dunk. You ready?
Good. Yeah.
Gianni Russo. Done. Done. Because if you Gianni don't vote Russo. For me now, we're going to whack you. You know, he was Carlo Rizzi, right?
Carlo Rizzi. And the
you could make him law director.
He's not here, though. He doesn't work
He'll
in
move.
Canton or live in Canton.
I get him to
no,
move.
No, you get him to move? Okay. Yeah. And then how about this? And then he'd do a show once a week somewhere in Canton, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we could do it at the Civic Center.
Singing.
At the theater, right? Yeah, he's doing his eight songs, 80-minute one-night show.
You're going full circle there. If he's going to do his show at the Civic Center, then we definitely have to remodel the Civic Center, like I said.
Yes.
And that's how we started the whole conversation. So there you go.
Civic Center renovation. Boom. There it is. You're good to go. All right. So look for JT's campaign slogans coming soon.
One of these days.
hard-working town, hard-working team. Vote for me, JT.
Because I like
that
me.
That rhymes. Mm-hmm. Oh, how about that? Vote for me, JT.
Yep, and I like me.
JT, so vote for me.
Working in there somehow. A lot of ink on these banners now.